Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to share a highlight of a radio series, and it's on mormonchannel.org, and the radio series is called Why I Believe. And this is a program dedicated to finding out why people believe in Christ and religion and what trials they've been through that allow their faith to grow and prosper. So this clip is from a woman named Tammy Staley, and she slid into third base while playing softball and broke her leg. That break led to a bone infection that doctors really should have been able to heal and cure, but instead, this woman's leg was amputated, and her struggle with amputation and how she was able to accept Heavenly Father's plan for her is really inspiring. And now Tammy is an advocate for the disabled, and she's been able to share the gospel with a lot of people who are struggling. Now, she's an avid skier, a biker, a hiker, and was even a member of the disabled Olympic bobsled team. So listen in.
What's really been kind of funny for me is I never would have chosen this journey. I don't think anybody would have. And it just completely, I mean, that's not where my life was going to go. And yet I had an eternal perspective. I knew the things that I needed to do. I had faith, and I was willing to go through challenges. I didn't want to go through something like that. But once again, the Lord saw the whole picture, and He knows what each one of us needs to refine us into those individuals and those spirit children that He knows that we are. We just need to make sure that we are trusting Him, and that through doing that, that we actually are able to have our testimonies increase so that they don't waver. Before I questioned the Lord, when I knew that this is the direction I had to go, but I questioned Him. I didn't feel like He really knew what He was doing. And now I don't, because there's been difficult times come since then. But I also have been taught so beautifully who's in charge, and that we need to have that complete faith. We need to have that complete reliance on Him in everything that we do. And if we do that, it's amazing the journey that He'll take you on. And I think we need to welcome those opportunities. The workings of the Lord's miracles that have taken place in my life, as you've noticed today, are pretty tender and precious testimony to me of the love that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for me. I know and I testify that He knows who I am. They know who you are. And I know and really believe that the Savior will rescue us, all of us, from our bondage and from the problems that can defeat all of us. I know that Satan's deception would have us believe otherwise, and that we must do it alone, but it can cause fears and doubts in our own ability. But I also know that with the Lord's help, we can do all things. Through my experience, I finally realized after months of self-agony that I knew and admitted that I would never accept this amputation by myself, and that it would require me to turn to the Lord, and I begged the Lord for His mercy. I thought that I had reached the end, when in reality, I reached the turning point in my life, and the Savior completely took my weakness and doubt away and replaced it with His power. Because I allowed Jesus Christ at that time in my life to rescue me from my difficult times, I felt peace, I felt comfort, and I felt acceptance not only then, but today as well. Through Him, I'm empowered with the ability, with strength and courage, to be able to move forward in my life with optimism and with hope. To this day, I continue to feel His empowerment, and the Lord has not, and He will not ever leave me alone, and He won't leave you alone. When I discovered and acknowledged the need for God's help, I then opened the door to receive His mercy and His healing influence, and was able to know and love Him in return. I testify that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, they do know of the pain and the anguish that we experience. They can and will bless us with the ability to accept the things that we cannot change when we call upon Him. Jesus Christ is capable of healing us not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I am so grateful that they did not allow me to have my leg heal. I know that sounds really strange, but through losing my leg, I found myself and I found them. And that experience of being able to develop that relationship with them to the extent that I have is worth what I had to go through, as difficult as it was. I know that they love us. I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are real. I know that we just need to be able to go to them in our difficult times, and not even in our difficult times, but in those times when, you know, I go out and I can go out on a walk now and hold my husband's hand, and how grateful I am for that opportunity that I have mobility to do that. That I wake up in the morning and see these beautiful mountains, and I wake up in the morning and I have a prosthesis to put on to move forward. There's so many things to be grateful for. And I'm just grateful that through this experience that I have been able to understand these things in not only where I can turn and the faith that has increased, but also for the gratitude of what they have given me through these experiences.
You can listen to this episode in its entirety on mormonchannel.org by searching The Will of God. That's the title. Okay, well, I want to share a quote with you. It's by a woman, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce her name, but I'm going to try really hard. Haruki Murakami. And it says, "Once the storm is over, you won't remember how you made it through, how you managed to survive. You won't even be sure whether the storm is really over. But one thing is certain. When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person who walked in. And that's what the storm is all about." Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.